prophesied that the servants of the Lord, the suffering servants, would have a well-trained tongue. That by his suffering he would justify many. And what we hear from the Lord today, as he is brought before the high priest, as he is brought before Pilate and put on trial, is silence. In the face of manipulation, of raw power, of injustice, love suffers. Suffering is the currency of the economy of salvation. The way that the Lord has chosen to reveal love to the extreme has been to endure in his flesh the injustice of men and to carry it to the cross upon himself, and therefore putting injustice to death. Suffering love is silent. St. Paul writes in the letter to the Philippians that he was obedient unto death. Obedient coming from obaudire in Latin, meaning to hear. Shema in Hebrew, to listen to. The Lord is justified because he heard the voice of the Father. Not my will, but thy will be done. And so silent love is not deaf love. Silent love knows how to listen. And the voice that silent, suffering love is listening for is love. The Father's love. Here in this place, right before us, where the Blessed Mother appeared to three shepherd children, she asked them in their innocence and their loving hearts if they would suffer, if they would suffer for sinners. She was asking them if they would live the passion of Jesus Christ. She was asking them, as you have been baptized and conformed to him, will you live out the vocation you have been called to? An innocent love hears love and longs to give love. All of us suffer injustice in some way. All of us come from families or homes or backgrounds or environments where love is not heard, where the language that is spoken is not love. And yet what the Lord calls us to is to listen to his silence, to hear him, to allow his love to pierce our hearts in the silence of prayer, to change our hearts through the sacraments of the church, so that hearing his voice, we can begin to receive the injustice and the evil of the world as he has. In the year of the Great Jubilee, John Paul II came here and made blessed Jacinto and Francesco. He raised up to us two models to say what the modern world needs most is love. What the modern world needs more of is silence. So that amidst the busyness of our lives and the chaotic structures that tend to dominate our way of life, we can hear the voice of God. God calls us to silence so we can hear him. And if we hear the voice of God, then we can walk freely. We can even suffer great things because we know that our life has a purpose. And we can suffer small things because we know that our life has purpose. In John Paul's last book that he gave us, Memory and Identity, the close of the first chapter, he says, amidst all the suffering of the last century, God revealed that there is a definitive limit upon evil, and that is the divine mercy. For in the furnace of suffering love, evil is definitively consumed. You see, in our lives, when evil comes our way, if we forgive, if we suffer the evil, it's finished. evil finishes. The chaotic structure is a manipulation of power, of domination, finished. And therefore, love has the final word. Love conquers. And love conquers silently. This week, we are called to enter into the silence of the liturgies and readings of the church, to go back to the basics, to hear again what the Christian vocation is. So we are called to enter into the silence of the Lord, and with Him to hear the voice of the Father that gives us hope. Hope that in the end, love is triumphant.